We come before you with open hearts. Hearts that seek to know you and to love you. We ask you, Lord, to pour out on us the gift of your healing, the gift of the Holy Spirit. We ask you, Blessed Mother, to intercede for us and to pray for each of the women here. That they will have hearts full of hope and faith and love. Hearts that seek mercy. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the end. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, Our Lady of Guadalupe. Pray for us. Please be seated just a moment, ladies. If anybody needs to go to confession, I think Father Swink and the other priest will be in the back if anybody would like to go. If not, he and both priests will help me pray over people. But if you want to go to confession, that's a sacrament. And so they'll be in the back for confession. So when I was away on retreat last week, Lord, I was thinking about some of the gospel passages. Like just some of the things that the Lord did and said. And so one of the ones I come back to is when Jesus asked Peter, "Do you love me?" So I was kind of praying, some of you gals or mothers or grandmothers. I mean, I guess at some point in your life you probably asked your kids, "Do you love me?" Right? Guess you question whether you even like them at some points. And whether you said it literally, "Do you love me?" by your actions, or maybe there were just times you were kind of frozen. You're just frozen. And can you come and give me a hug? I don't know, your spouse or your mom or dad, or and just show me that you love me, right? I just find Jesus' question really awkward and very, very, very confrontational. I mean, imagine if the Lord came up to me and said just now, he's like, "Father, do you love me?" "Well, I gave my life to you, or I'm giving it. I'm trying to give it. What do you mean, do I love you?" And I don't want to say it. I don't want to say, "Lord, I love you." I just don't. Because if I say, "Lord, I love you," I've got to back it up with my actions. So this is going to be an abbreviated little talk. I mean, have you ever said, "Lord, I love you"? I say, "Lord, I love you," I go to Mass. I say, "Lord, I love you," because I go to confession. Like, these are all kind of things I do for myself, actually. So I'm going to do two things, and then I'll bless you. The Lord will bless you, but I'll help. I want you to think of one time in your life where you never said, Lord, I love you. I want it to be a painful moment, though. So, like, where, I want you to think of that moment. It could be a past action you did. And so I just want you to kind of bring that to the Lord right now. Some of you, it can be pain that was done to you, an abortion or something like that, or, you know, struggle with addictions or purity. I just want to see, just go there. And I just want you to say, Lord, I love you, and from that moment, from that situation, okay? Take a minute to kind of pray about it. So one of the ways to heal is to say, Lord, I love you from your pain. And it can be pain that you committed, or it could actually be pain that you've gone through. Mercy is converting everything from suffering and sadness, sickness, to hope. So that's the first point today. And you'll see why. The second point is actually to say, and I'm going to read the gospel. Do you love Jesus more than the memory of that pain or that sin? I find folks label themselves with sin, and so they actually sort of painfully sort of claim a false voice in that experience. So the second point I'm going to ask you is, do you love the Lord more? Do you love the Lord more than that pain? Okay? Do you love the Lord more than that pain? Here's what the gospel said. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? He said to him, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, feed my lambs. Second time he said to him, Simon, son of John, do you love me? He said to him, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, tend my sheep. He said to him the third time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? And Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, do you love me? He said, Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. Jesus said to him, feed my sheep. My experience in healing is there has to be a healing of memories. So a priest in the archdiocese, he's gone home to the Lord, named Father John Luby. Father Luby used to pray for healing of memories. Healing of memories. I can't go into too much right now, but if you're going to proclaim the mercy of God, and you're going to love the Lord more than that, more than these, I find in my own spiritual life that I have to love him more than the pain that I caused him. So the pain is really familiar to me of my sinful past. I'm really, really familiar with that. I know it. And I've kind of rolled up in a blanket with it in times when I've been angry or isolated. I go there. I think when someone asks me to love them, which Jesus did today in the gospel, he's asking me to be vulnerable to him. And I'm not sure I want to do that. When I'm vulnerable to you, I give you kind of permission over my existence, if you will. So I don't want to say I love you back. Like, yeah, Lord, sure. Do you love me? Yeah. Say it. No. I don't want to say it. I'm driving at a pretty deep point, but who knows, it may be shallow. Do you know how to proclaim that greatness by telling him I love you? But I love you. I can proclaim it in the healed part of me. I'm going to kind of juxtaposition the talk today. I can do it in the good things. I'm going to ask you, do you love him in your sinfulness? I'm not asking you, do you love your sinfulness? Do you love him through your sinfulness? And here's why. This gospel takes place by a fire. You know, what a beautiful thing. That's where Peter denied him. And I sense sometimes when working with people that I have to tell him I love him when I'm really suffering. A second way to proclaim the working of God in your life is actually to love him through your sinfulness. So this is my pain. These are the actions I've done. Because then you can love other people in their pain and their suffering. Okay? Everybody following me? More or less? Yes or no? Miracle, right? Not for you, for me. I find too many people want to figure out who Christ is by action, and they've never received his love in order to give. So I'm just going to give, and what happens is it's a Band-Aid over emotional woundedness. And they've never said, Lord, I love you through this pain, okay? Now, you've got to get there. Because otherwise, if you don't get there, you're going to be involved in a volunteer organization and you're not going to get recognized and you're going to quit. Or someone's going to step on your toes, or you're going to step on everybody else's toes because you're Mrs. Control. Or you're not Mrs. Control, you're just Mrs. Stand Back and Criticize Everybody Who's Helping. Whatever. And then it doesn't say I love you. So I want you to kind of pray about it. Jen and Diane are going to sing a song. And after that, I'll invite those up who want to be prayed over. Those of you that need to sit in the chairs can sit over here and I'll pray over you. But let's pray for the folks. Everybody needs to be prayed over. I'd like you to come up and be prayed over in the areas of your pain, okay? So tonight, today, can you just ask the Lord, I just want to come to you in my pain. I just want to say, Lord, I love you. And when you're kneeling on these carpet squares, I just want you to kind of say it quietly under your breath, Lord, I love you. I love you. If you don't know how to say it, like from your heart, this is the last point. I just want you to tell him why it's hard. Why is it hard for me to say I love you? And I'm talking about like a vulnerable love, like I'm really vulnerable to you. And that may be the area in which you need to heal. Okay? So I just, like I say I love you, and then I have a flashback to something, or a memory, or a voice that says, you can't love him. Do you remember what you used to be like? Do you remember what you did yesterday? And that's the area of the false voice that's dictating to you
You can't love him. You'll never be loved. You'll never love him. Don't you know your kids are a mess? Don't you know you have his past? And I think that's where you block the proclamation of the gospel. Jen and Diane will sing. Just ask you to kind of pray about that, and then after they're done, I'll invite folks to be prayed over.